when Trump versus Clinton or Hillary versus Donald blows up a business deal. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. First to our occasional series about what this intense election is doing for or doing to our economy. This morning, a story of business deals speeded up and business deals destroyed by political uncertainty and political polarization. One example, the seed money for innovation, that is venture capital. Paul Kedrowski is co-founder and managing partner at SK Ventures. This is an early-stage venture fund based in San Diego. Paul, thank you for connecting.
Great to be here.
So I was talking to an architect in New York City. He told me he's seeing some business on hold, he thinks, because people want to see how the election plays out. What are you seeing in your line of work?
The thing that I point to, there's been this sudden wave of initial public offerings of IPOs. And for a long time, that wasn't really happening. The term of art is the IPO window was closed. And all of a sudden, the IPO window has sort of become yanking open, and a whole bunch of IPOs have gone through the crack. And an awful lot of that has to do with nervousness about what's going to happen in equity markets post-November, because equity markets hate uncertainty. So there's this general fear that if you don't get the IPOs into the public markets now, who knows when it may be. It may be 6 months, it may be a year, it may be longer.
That's an interesting perverse effect. In other words, a surge now because of the sense of uncertainty later. Now, of course, there's always some uncertainty over elections, but you're feeling it more this time around?
Oh, it's much more dramatic this time, because it's not as if it's sort of, you know, a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right. There's this feeling like it's kind of a polar swing, that we could be seeing a president come in who's actively much more hostile towards immigration, or, for example, wants to make changes in some of the ways the venture capital industry has been structured. There's lots of talk about changing taxation with respect to venture capital. These are seismic changes. They really move around the tectonic plates of the way we innovate in this country, with such a high percentage of immigrant founders involved in some of the largest, most valuable companies, Google and others. In America, you think about the value creation that goes away and the impact that has, not just on wealth creation for individuals who work for those companies, but for you and I who hold stock in those companies, you know, either directly or through pension funds or retirement funds. So that's not something that changes in January. As a matter of fact, the difference has become much more dramatic over the next 2 and 3 years.
The topic at hand here is about policy uncertainty at this moment in history ahead of this particular election. But what's this I hear about disagreements over the election getting in the way of deals? I understand you've witnessed some acrimony.
Oh, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. You know, there's active hostility, and I've actually seen two deals, I guess two and a half, because we've got another one that's kind of in mid-argument stage, that have come apart. Two deals, when I say, you know, investors who can't reach agreement on things that have nothing to do with the deal. They're actively hostile towards each other with respect to what's happening in political markets, and as a result, having a breakdown of the discussion about how to fund a young company. And for I can't remember that happening in my 20-plus years in this business, and that's entirely a function of this completely, you know, bizarre election. And it's at first, it's sort of funny, and you think, oh my goodness, you know, we're having a debate about politics. This is, I've never seen us do this before in a venture discussion. And then you realize it's sort of tragic, because the consequences are very real for some young entrepreneurs.
Paul Kedrowski is a VC. He's co-founder and managing partner at SK Ventures. He spoke to us from outside San Diego, California. Paul, thank you for this.
Thanks, David.